Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'd like to mark the day the church remembers the feast of Our Lady of Fatima on the 13th of May. But why don't I set the scene for you? While the rest of the world was seething with war and its evils, in a lonely corner of Europe on the 13th of May 1917, three young children had a vision of Our Lady. That apparition sparked off the devotion to Our Lady of Fatima, an inspiration to millions to work and pray for peace. Since that time, millions of faithful have not only prayed the rosary and done penance, but have made the pilgrimage to Fatima. Blessed John Paul II himself went there on the 13th of May during the Jubilee year. And a few months later, in St. Peter's Square, in the presence of the statue of Our Lady of Fatima, he entrusted the third millennium to her Immaculate Heart. Our music historian, Monsignor Philip Whitmore, brings us the hymn the crowds sang on that occasion, the hymn that tells the story of those shepherd children.
It's a hymn that works really well in procession, when the statue of Our Lady is carried aloft and the crowds behind and in front walk in solemn witness, singing of their love for Our Lady. Everyone can remember the chorus, the Aves, even if you've never heard it before, and even if you haven't got the words for the verses, you can pick up the chorus in no time and join in with everyone else. You'll often find you're surrounded by people from lots of different language groups, but they all understand Ave Maria, and they all sing it with conviction.
Ave Maria, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
Even if you haven't heard the Fatima hymn before, I bet you've heard the Lourdes hymn, which works on the same principle. The chorus is very catchy. And if you go to Lourdes, you hear it literally all day and all night, because the chimes of the bells at the Basilica remind you of it whenever they strike the hour. You can have as many verses as you need to last all through the procession. The old Westminster hymnal prints 17. Those hymns are fine for walking to, but for the most solemn moments, when the procession is over and everyone is standing still, perhaps just after the final blessing, we often turn to Our Lady and greet her in a different way. Salve Regina. This must be one of the best-known and best-loved pieces of plainsong. I've always thought one reason for that is that it's so easy to sing. Some people say it doesn't really sound like plainsong, it sounds too much like a modern tune. Well, in a way, they're right. It is a modern tune. It was probably written in the 17th century. And when we're talking plainsong, that's modern. The words are a lot older, though. They were probably written in the 11th century by a monk called Herman the Lame, and there's an older tune to go with the words, which Herman may well have known. It's a very lovely tune, but it's much harder to sing. Probably best to leave this one to the monks.
Oh.
I'd like to finish today with another modern version of the Salve Regina, this time sung in English. Hail, Queen of Heaven. Of course, the Salve Regina isn't really a hymn. It's like a seamless robe woven from start to finish. When John Lingard produced this English version of the text in the mid-19th century, he turned it into a hymn with four verses, allowing for a few slight changes to make it fit into four identical verse patterns. The words are basically the same that Herman the Lame had written 800 years earlier. They call on Our Lady to be our advocate as we struggle on our way through this vale of tears. They call on her to support us with her prayers and lead us to her Son. Not so very different from what we sing at Fatima, remembering the words Our Lady spoke while the First World War was raging here in the Vale of Tears. Do thou, bright queen, star of the sea, pray for thy children, pray for me.
And our thanks there go to Monsignor Philip Whitmore with his baggage of musical expertise. Monsignor Whitmore is a music historian who is currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.